You can't be married to Tzedek Achuzah less than 2 years before the Yovel. Tzedek Achuzah is a Tzedek that you inherited either from your father or from somebody else. And the din is when you're makdish a Tzedek Achuzah, when you want to redeem it from Hegdish or somebody else wants to redeem it from Hegdish, you pay a flat fee according to the size of the field. The Torah is kaveh how much you pay. It doesn't go by the value of the field. The amount the Torah says that you pay is 50 shekel kesef, 50 slot, for a field the size of a zera chaymer sarim. This field the size that you can plant a core of sarim in that field. Now that's if you're magdish the first year after the yovel, when you want to redeem it, you have to pay the full 50 slot. But if you're magdish some years after the yovel, you would not pay the full 50 slot when you redeem it from hegdish. As you would subtract for each year that has passed since the previous yovel. As we break up the 50 slot for the 49 years between one yovel and the next. And when you break up 50 slot per year, it's one sella and a pundyon. There are 48 pundyonim in a sella. So therefore, for each year you pay one sella. And there are 49 years, so there's one sella left over in which you would break up into pundyonim. There are 48 pundyonim in a sella, so you would pay one sella and a pundyon for each year. So therefore, if 20 years has passed, you would subtract 20 slum and 20 pundyonim from the 50 shekel kesef that the Torah says that you redeem a seda achuzah for. Now, even though there are 49 years, and there's only 48 pundyonim in a sella, so you're paying an extra pundyon. The reason for that is that when you buy a sella from a money changer, you have to give him 49 pundyonim for that sella. You have to pay an extra pundyon in order to buy a sella, so therefore, also when you redeem the field from Hegdish, you give an extra pundyon. Now, the Mishnah tells us that you can't be Magdish Hesedah Achuzah less than 2 years before the Yovel. Not to say that if you're Magdish less than 2 years before the Yovel, that it won't be Hegdish. It certainly will be Hegdish. But the Mishnah is telling us in Eitha Tova, good advice not to be Magdish Hesedah Achuzah less than 2 years before the Yovel. And the din is that if you redeem the Hesedah Achuzah less than 2 years before the Yovel, we do not subtract for each year that has passed since the previous Yovel. You would have to pay the full 50 shekel kesef when you redeem the Hesedah from Hegdish, so therefore it's an Eitha Tova not to be Magdish less than 2 years before the Yovel, as in that case, if you want to redeem it, you will have to pay the full 50 shekel kesef. The Lo Goalim La'achar HaYovel Pachus Mishana. And so too, when you're Goal La'achar HaYovel, when you redeem the field from Hegdish after the Yovel, meaning to say between one Yovel and the next, it doesn't literally mean right after the Yovel, we don't take into Cheshbon any amount that's less than a year, meaning to say that you subtract a seller of pundyon for each year that has passed since the previous yovel. But if you're coming to redeem in the middle of a year, we don't take into account that a half a year has passed and subtract a half a seller for that half a year. Instead, we look at it as if you're redeeming it in the beginning of the year, and you would have to pay the full seller and pundyon for that year. So the Mishnah tells us, don't redeem it less than a year, meaning to say in the middle of a year, between the yovel, in between one yovel and the next, you should redeem it in the beginning of the year. As if you redeem it in the middle of the year, you will have to pay the full sella and pundyon for that year. We don't subtract the half a year that has passed. We don't take into account month when it comes to Hegdish. This is referring to the din which we just had, which is when you redeem a sada achuza, even though you subtract a sella and pundyon for each year that has passed since the previous yovel, we don't subtract the month that has passed in this year itself that you're redeeming it. Instead, you have to pay the full sella and pundyon for that year. Avo hegdish mechashiv chadashim. So when hegdish stands to make a profit by the fact that we're taking into account the month that has passed from this year, then we would take into account those months. For example, we had before that if you redeem a sella achuzah less than 2 years before the yovel, then you would pay the full chamishim shekel kesef. And if you want to redeem it a year and a half before the yovel, we would take into account the month that has passed from this year, and therefore now you're redeeming it less than 2 years before the yovel, and you would have to pay the full chamishim shekel kesef. As if we didn't take into account the month that has passed from this year itself, and we looked at it as if you're redeeming it in the beginning of the year, so now there's 2 years left before the yovel. In such a case, we would subtract a sella and a pundyon for each year that has passed since the previous yovel, so therefore we take into account the month that has passed, we look at it as if you're redeeming it less than 2 years before the yovel, and you have to pay the full chamishim shekel kesef to Hegdish. Hamagdish is sedeo b'shas ha-yovel. Somebody who's magdish his field during the time that yovel is noed. during the Beit HaMikdash Rishon when Yovel was Noheg. Noseim b'zerah chomer sarim chamishim shekel keser. You give for a field the size of a zerah chomer sarim that you can plant a coarse sarim in that field, 50 shekel keser to Hegdish when you redeem the field. This is the math that the Torah is kaber for somebody who redeems a sada achuzah. But if your magdashit is man she'en ha'yovel noeg, for example, during the Beit HaMikdash Sheni when the Yovel was not noeg, as well the Klai Yisrael was not in Eretz Yisrael at that time, so therefore the Yovel was not noeg, then it would have a different din. You would redeem it al pi shavio, according to the value of the field. Hayusham nekam amukim asara tvachim. O slaim gvarim asara tvachim. Enim dadim ima. If the sada achuzah that you were magdash had ditches that are 10 tvachim deep, and these ditches are full of water, so you cannot plant in these ditches, or it has rocks that are 10 tvachim high, in such a case, it would not be counted into the chaypen of chamish and shekel keser for zerach chomer seirim. Instead, that part of the field would be redeemed al pi shavio according to its value. But if the ditches were not melei in mind, it didn't have water in there, even though they were 10 tvachim deep, you would redeem it al pi the chaypen of chamish and shekel keser for zerah chomer seirim. But it would not be redeemed as part of the field. It would be redeemed as something separate from the field. And the difference would be that we don't count the madrum, the slant, that slants down to the ditch. That would not be counted when you come to redeem the field. You would only have to redeem, according to this cheshbon, the part that is flat on the bottom on which you could plant it. Pachos mikan, nimdarim imo. But if the ditches or the rocks are less than 10 tvachim, then it would be counted as part of the field and would be redeemed with the field, according to this cheshbon of chamish and shekel keser for zerah chomer seirim. Hikdisha shtayim u'shalosh shanim lefnei hayovel. Noisein sela u'pundyon l'shanim. If you're magdash it 2 or 3 years before the yovel, you would give to hegdish when you redeem the field a sela u'pundyon for each year. Im amar hareini noisein dvar shana b'shana. Ein shaman lo. Ela noisein es kulo te'achot. If somebody who redeems a field from Hegdash says that he wants to give a sela u'pundyon for each year, he doesn't want to give the full amount up front. For each year he will give a sela u'pundyon. We don't pay attention to him. He has to give the full amount up front. He has to give the sela u'pundyon for each year up front. He cannot pay each year separately. But if he wants to redeem only half of the field, in such a case he would have a right to do so. And he would pay for the half of the field that he redeemed. But in this case, since he's redeeming the whole field, he has to pay the full amount up front. Echad habalim be'echad kol ha'adam. That which we said in the previous Mishnah, that when your magdash is sada achuzah, you redeem it according to the chesed of chamish and shekel keser for zerah chomer seirim, that then is true whether the original owner of the field wants to redeem it or whether somebody else wants to redeem it. He would pay according to that chesed to hegdish. Ma ben habalim lebein kol ha'adam. What is the difference? The balim wants to redeem the field, the one who is magdash wants to redeem, or somebody else wants to redeem the field from hegdish. The difference is that when the Balaam, the original owner of the field, who is Magdash, wants to redeem it from Hegdash, he has to add a fifth to the price of the redemption, and that is a din. When somebody who is Magdash something to Hegdash, when he wants to redeem it himself, he has to add a fifth. But if somebody else is not the Balaam wants to redeem it, he would not have to add a fifth to the price of the redemption of the field.